news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5 on this Monday edition of Mobile Mornings. Yeah, the storms have cleared out to our east. And the sunshine's waiting around for an hour or so to get shining, but it's clear out there and 63. More from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, in just 1 minute. Now let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile. Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear so far. Accident-free conditions and no delays from Bloxley, Malbus, and Daphne, along I-10 and across the Bayway. Pretty quiet with no delays there. Range Line Road out towards Theodore Dawes Road and I-10. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Regardless of the virus, every one of us will be impacted by today's new economy. I'm Cam Marston, host of What's Working. On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m., we'll begin special edition shows helping small businesses react to these times. I'll have guests with a deep expertise, and I'll push them to offer actionable ideas for you and me, and we'll take your calls. Join me Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing in the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At 6.08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We'll talk more weather with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Coming up at around 6.35 as deadly tornadoes rip through the southeast. Yesterday on Easter Sunday, 7 dead in Mississippi. More on that. Here's Chad Myers from Westwood One.
39 tornadoes on the ground. Now, that number may go up or down depending on when the survey crews go out. It's going to be a very long survey here. Almost 250 severe wind reports with this, and it's not over. We still have tornado watches all the way from Hampton Roads right on down to Tallahassee.
Yeah, that's part of the story going on right now. At least it is on to our east as sunshine will reveal the extent of damage today from those tornadoes in our area. I know there's a little more damage, looks like, up around the Walker, Jefferson County line. Although you were talking about the number of warnings going out, and I guess in a line from back towards from Millry, tracking to the north-northeast across Washington County, Clark County?
Yeah, it seemed like, I think around 8 o'clock last night, the storm system crossed over Mississippi into at least the southern part of Alabama. Those storms in the northern part of the state came a little bit earlier in the day, but it looked like some pretty heavy stuff crossing over Washington County, Clark County, and kind of in that neck of the woods. And, man, that line of storms that went through Mississippi, I think, went through Laurel. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think they're saying EF4, EF5 possibly. It was a monster that went through there.
You know, look at that and look at those. Right now, probably this morning, starting to see images out of Monroe, Louisiana, and out of Mississippi. So those tornadoes were heavy duty there. We look to, unless I don't know the full story, we look to have avoided any major damage down here in our area, even though there were power was out for Thomasville, down here in our neck of the woods, Saraland, areas of West Mobile, downtown Mobile. My power flickered a little bit. I'm staying out on just a little bit shy, Newman Road and Airport. Okay, so I'm out that way. And power flickered some yesterday, but didn't ever go off.
Oh, the wind was blowing. Even before
It was blowing the dog off the chain.
It was. I know they showed that we had gusts of up to 50 miles an hour in Mobile.
That's it's completely believable for what I saw yesterday.
And that's before the system got here. Now, it looks like from this first survey, it looks like we escaped any major damage. If you've got anything out there, please let us know on the text line, 343-0106. But it was sure blowing, and I got out this morning, and there were limbs all over and leaves all over. But if that's the worst of it, we're in good shape.
Absolutely, as it was. People in our neighbors to the west, our friends in Mississippi, suffering fatalities there and in Louisiana as well. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up at around 6:35. Also, the fight against coronavirus continues. I was wondering about this with Mississippi, with Governor Tate Reeves. I think he's called a state of emergency from the tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be flippant about this, but can you have a double state of emergency?
I was wondering the same thing.
You know, if you're already under the coronavirus state of emergency, do you have a separate one? Or some of you government experts out there that can clear that up for me, let me know.
Yeah, I'm sure when they file for them, there's probably you state what the state of emergency is for. So
you can have another one.
Talk about timing. This is, you know, we're already all dealing enough with this COVID-19 pandemic to add Mother Nature even more into the fold. It makes for some tough nights for a lot of people.
All right. And by the number of coronavirus cases globally, what, over 1.8 million now?
Yeah, we're over 1.8 million globally, and 115,000 deaths across the globe right now. There are 433,000, nearly 434,000 that have recovered. When you look in the United States, we're now over 560,000 cases and over 22,000 deaths. Looking at the recovery number, 32,634, which that's a good number. I mean, obviously you don't want more people to get cases, but the more people that recover, that would help hopefully eventually get us back to work with herd immunity, possibly, or at least being able to send people with the antibodies back to work eventually.
But that would be also that 32,000, as we continue to try not just to say numbers like they do so many places, but give them some context. That's 32,634 people that out of the declared cases,
mm-hmm.
right? So that have recovered. Well, there's a lot of people that probably have COVID-19 that have dealt with it on their own, and they're recovered as well, therefore some herd immunity in the system.
Yeah,
those aren't going to be, those numbers I would guess would be way more than the official people who were sick, were tested, mm-hmm. and then recovered. How many people had it? It wasn't enough to do anything. I mean, look at the first responders tests that were done here in Mobile.
Yeah, first off, there's no telling how many people contract or they got COVID-19 uh-huh. but didn't show any symptoms at all. And then there's a lot of people that are pretty sure.
Yeah,
a lot of people that say, yeah, you know, I probably had it. It didn't mm-hmm. get bad. I called the hospital. They didn't have a test for me. They said the best thing is to stay at home and self-quarantine, and might have had a rough couple of days, but eventually got better. So there's
also
no true number on there.
Those are also recovered cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not indicated in that 32,000, but those are present as well.
Yeah, you would have to have a positive test from them at some point, and then for them to fully recover. Now, once they start rolling out these antibodies tests, and it seems like for some reason or another, those are easier to come by and easier to perform than the nasal swab tests. But if they're able to get these antibodies tests out there in mass, hopefully we'll have more random sampling, and also we'll know more people whether or not they've actually got the antibodies in their system. So a lot of people might not even know that they had coronavirus, and once they get that antibodies test, they'll see that they brushed up on it somehow.
Yeah, all right. So that's just part of the, now let's do further breakdown.
Yeah,
here.
So looking here in Alabama, we're nearly 1,000 cases higher now than we were on Friday afternoon when we last gave you the numbers on here. 3,583 confirmed cases in the state. 61 have died from COVID-19. The number of tests performed still sits at 20,605, although the Alabama Department of Public Health has not updated that number since Friday. So we should see today that number go way up. There have been 430 47 hospitalizations since March 13th. Now, looking at the numbers in our local counties, 454 cases in Mobile County. That's almost 100 more than the last update on Friday. There have been 9 deaths in Mobile County, 71 cases in Baldwin County, 12 cases and 1 death in Washington County, 19 in Clark County. That seems Clark County seems to be jumping up a little bit here. 6 cases in Monroe County, 8 in Escambia, 10 in Choctaw, 5 in Conecuh, and 30 cases now in Wilcox County.
Wow. As we continue to watch these numbers, let's also talk about some of the other stories that surround coronavirus and the fight. We'll bring you the good stories. We'll bring you the tough stories. We'll bring you the good news stories. We'll also bring you some of the stories that surround one of the more talked about items here in treatment. And I'm not claiming to be a physician, but the hydroxychloroquine, that's that combination of hydroxychloroquine and a Z-Pak President Trump had talked about in the past. There's been testing at a limited level that's shown in specific cases some success with this. And it's a drug that has a lot of people going, well, what's the deal? Can I get it? What should I get it? All that. Well, we had a conversation with Dr. Lee Irvin on Friday on Midday Mobile. That podcast is the hottest thing going in our podcast page. You can grab that a couple different places. They could go click through just straight from our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. If y'all go facebook.com/FMTalk1065, this is a local physician talking about hydroxychloroquine. He takes it every day as a prophylactic dose because he's working in the health industry. So if you'll go there, you can hear the whole discussion we had about hydroxychloroquine on Friday's show. You can link through there, but they can also go to the website.
Yeah, if you go to the website, fmtalk1065.com, we've made it easy. At the top of the page, you'll see a link, COVID-19 local news. And since we started talking about this 3 or 4 weeks ago, every interview with someone in this state who might be affected by this, whose industry might be affected by this, or who might be able to help you, whether it's filing for these business loans or finding out about the stimulus checks that are coming out, or like we had Dr. Irvin on Friday talking about the medicine that could help you. Those are all right there in one spot, fmtalk1065.com, and click the COVID-19 local news tab.
Also, speaking of the checks, seems like this is the week, according to Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, that the money should be direct deposited starting this week into accounts. We'll talk about that and also talk about the loan timeline for the small business loans out there. I got a lot of that to get through on today's show. So we appreciate you being along here. Once again, text line 343-0106, website fmtalk1065.com, and check us out on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations, are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 3,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 93 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported more than 100 new cases over the weekend, with 454 people testing positive for the virus. 15 people have died throughout the county. There are 71 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 19 cases, while Washington County has 12. At least 6 people died after powerful storms ripped across the South on Easter Sunday. 3 deaths were reported in Jefferson Davis County. A Lawrence County sheriff's deputy and his wife also died, and one person has died in Walthall County. Emergency management officials are expected to survey the damage in the coming days. A man is dead after a shooting in Pritchard over the weekend. Officers say 68-year-old Larry Cook was shot several times on Stovall Street Saturday night. Right now, there is little information on a suspect or motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you have questions that only an attorney should answer.
I was in a car wreck. Do I need an attorney?
I have too many bills. How does bankruptcy work?
I think my doctor messed up. Can I sue?
You need Law Chat 24/7, a new talk show on FM Talk 106.5. Your host, Attorney Mark Wolf, will discuss legal topics and answer your legal questions every Tuesday night at 7.
Here's how it works. Just email your question anytime you like. Go to lawchat247.com to submit your question.
How do I qualify for Social Security disability?
You'll get a response in 24 hours.
It's free and 100% confidential.
Then listen to Law Chat 24/7, a brand new show on FM Talk 106.5 Tuesday night at 7, when attorney Mark Wolf will discuss and review legal topics of interest. Who knows? Your question could be a conversation starter. It's a brand new show, and the premiere is this Tuesday at 7. Law Chat 24/7, only on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The startup Professional Football League XFL canceled the remainder of its inaugural season in March. Now it looks like Vince McMahon's league may not survive the coronavirus pandemic. On Friday, the league announced in an internal conference call that it's suspending operations after laying off its employees. McMahon said in a statement, "Given the uncertainty of the current environment, the XFL has suspended operations and is evaluating the next steps." According to ESPN, a source on the call said that while league COO Jeffrey Pollock stopped short of saying the league was going out of business, it was, quote, "strongly implied." The 8-team league had completed half of its 10-game regular season before ceasing play. XFL staffers believed that the league would resume play in 2021. Players had previously been told they would be paid through the end of the regular season, which was scheduled to end this weekend. In college basketball news, the Auburn Tigers picked up a big commitment over the weekend. Top 50 2020 recruit JT Thor announced yesterday he had chosen Auburn over Oklahoma State. 6'8" power forward, yes, named Thor,
yeah,
joins a Tigers class that already includes 5-star point guard Sharif Cooper, ESPN 100 guard Justin Powell, and 3-star forward Chris Moore. According to ESPN, Auburn still heavily involved for number one senior Jalen Green and top 10 senior Greg Brown, both of whom will announce decisions in the next 2 weeks. LSU freshman Trendon Watford announced yesterday that he plans to enter the 2020 NBA draft. Watford was a consensus top 20 recruit and a McDonald's All-American at Mountain Brook High School here in Alabama. In his first year with LSU, Watford averaged 13.5 points and 7 rebounds per game. The Tigers finished second in the Southeastern Conference before, of course, the current conference tournament and season was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. Duke center Vernon Carey Jr. also announced his plans to enter this year's NBA draft. The freshman led the Blue Devils in scoring, rebounding, and blocked shots this past season. He was named the National Freshman of the Year by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Carey's the third Duke underclassman to enter this year's draft, joining fellow freshman Cassius Stanley and sophomore Trey Jones. Former Chicago Cubs second baseman Glenn Beckert passed away over the weekend at the age of 79. Beckert spent 9 seasons with the Cubs from 1965 to 73 before finishing his career with 2 seasons with the San Diego Padres. In 68, Beckert led all of baseball with 98 runs scored. He also won a Gold Glove that year and was selected as an All-Star 4 straight seasons beginning in 1969. And former PGA Tour golfer Doug Sanders passed away over the weekend at the age of 86. Sanders was born in Cedartown, Georgia in 1933, played his college golf at Florida. Passed away yesterday morning in Houston. Sanders won 20 PGA Tour events between 1956 and 1972, but was never quite able to win a major. Finished as the runner-up in majors 4 times. 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing in the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue so far. Coming down from Saraland, Chickasaw and Pritchard on 65 all the way to the 10 split. Again, from Rangeline out towards Granby Wilma Road, it's quiet. And downtown from the Bayway, the Causeway, coming in from the Eastern Shore, you won't find any delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile. It's here at the Big Tire Event where you buy three tires and get the fourth for just a dollar through April 30th. You can shop online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. 5 traffic.
626 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. So is the president going to fire Fauci? I don't know. That's the chatter out there. Well, Athena Jones from Westwood One with more.
Now, President Trump retweeted a post with a call to fire Dr. Fauci last night amid mounting criticism of the federal government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. The call was from a former Republican congressional candidate using the hashtag Fire Fauci.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is the latest. I don't know. I know the president knows why he does things like he does on Twitter. This would not be the time, I would think, to reset there with Fauci. I think they've gotten in their groove in those press conferences with, Blix or
Burks.
Well, Blix. Burks and Fauci and the president speaking and Vice President Pence.
Yeah, and this came after an interview on CNN where the host asked Fauci was on the channel and asked him whether if we'd acted earlier with social distancing and the stay-at-home policy, if that could have saved lives. Fauci said, it's very difficult to go back and say that. I mean, obviously, you could logically say that if you had a process that was ongoing and you started mitigation earlier, you could have saved lives. Obviously, no one's going to deny that, but what goes into those kinds of decisions is complicated.
There you go. So what? Here's the problem. What Fauci said was true, okay? What Fauci said was not a slam on the president, you know, but people out there are saying fire Fauci. The president retweets that. I don't know why, but at the same time, I mean, conceivably, if we would have had the country play this game, what CNN was doing, trying to get this sound clip here, if we would have gone on full lockdown in October before we even knew there was the coronavirus, then we would have a lot fewer cases right now. Is that true?
Very true.
Okay, so I mean,
but the economic impact there,
or knowing what this thing would look like. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way, and news is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 3,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 93 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported more than 100 new cases over the weekend, with 454 people testing positive for the virus. 15 people have died throughout the county. There are 71 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 19 cases, while Washington County has 12. At least six people died after powerful storms ripped across the South on Easter Sunday. Three deaths were reported in Jefferson Davis County. A Lawrence County sheriff's deputy and his wife also died, and one person has died in Walthall County. Emergency management officials are expected to survey the damage in the coming days. A man is dead after a shooting in Pritchard over the weekend. Officers say 68-year-old Larry Cook was shot several times on Stovall Street Saturday night. Right now, there is little information on a suspect or motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Angelo, how's the current environment affecting y'all's business?
Hey, Sean, we are still open normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 2. We have a lot of gold and silver bullion in stock, including 1-ounce silver rounds, 10-ounce silver bars, and lots of different gold coins as well. Even some more silver dollars, Morgan and Peace.
Are y'all still doing free appraisals and buying stuff from folks?
We sure are doing free appraisals. Free market appraisals on gold and silver coins, as well as scrap gold and silver items.
But will you buy their items?
And of course we buy them. If someone has coins, scrap gold or sterling silver, or an entire collection, we will appraise it and make a fair offer. Nothing like having some hard cash to help offset some of those bills coming in. No appointments necessary. Just be courteous of other customers in the shop if we're busy.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Call us at 251-725-1590. That's 251-725-1590. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
Robertsdale Power Equipment has been serving the folks of South Alabama for over 40 years. We're not just a locally owned small business, we're your neighbor. Now more than ever, your trust is what's most important to us. We're open for business to serve your needs, whether it's new equipment or parts and service, both residential and commercial. Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, Saturdays until noon, Robertsdale Power Equipment is here to keep you up and running through these difficult times. Visit robertsdalepower.com or call 947-5372.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music, the moonroof, and us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at Pro Tent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
Pro Tent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
Special report, coronavirus update. I'm Christopher Cruz. Dr. Anthony Fauci's job as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases may be in danger. Last night, President Trump retweeted a demand by a former Republican congressional candidate that he fire Fauci. China is restricting the publication of academic research on the origins of the virus. Correspondent Ivan Watson in Hong Kong says the notice was published by a Chinese university.
There was also on this webpage the name and email address and phone number of an official at the Chinese Ministry of Education. We called that number. Somebody answered the phone, confirmed that there were in fact new regulations, but that this wasn't supposed to be for public knowledge. And then shortly after our phone call, that webpage was removed from the university's site.
The virus is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Amazon will begin to put new grocery delivery customers on a wait list and curtail shopping hours at some Whole Foods stores to prioritize orders from existing customers buying food online. Many shoppers recently seeking to purchase groceries from the e-commerce company found they could not place orders due to a lack of available delivery slots. Amazon says it will have to relegate all new online grocery customers to a wait list starting today while working on adding capacity each week. The head of the Minneapolis Fed praised the central bank for its response to the coronavirus, saying the Fed and its chairman, Jerome Powell, are being as aggressive as possible as the nation grapples with a devastating economic fallout. Neil Kashkari told CBS, Congress has likewise been very aggressive in its response to the virus, but warned lawmakers may have to do more to prop up the economy until a vaccine is ready. He says, if we're going to have economic distress until we have a vaccine, then it's going to be up to Congress to keep coming back to provide support. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Allegri Farm Market appreciates the continued support of their loyal customers and is working tirelessly to provide the same quality produce and personal service as they have through the years, keeping the shelves filled with fresh local fruits, vegetables, and groceries while providing a clean and safe shopping environment is their commitment to you. Allegri Farm Market, serving the Baldwin and Mobile communities today as they will tomorrow. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Sundays 9 to 5, in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64, Allegri Farm Market.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, let's pull back the curtain here during the news break. You and I were talking about the weather yesterday here and the lack of rainfall, and I spouted off earlier in the day. I'll go ahead and take my licks early. My father, who said he was talked to me about watering the garden, their garden I have planted for them, and he said, well, we're not going to get any rain out of this. I said, Dad, we're going to get, look at this. Look at this radar back here. We're going to get all kind of rain. What kind of rain did we get?
0.02.
Well, parts of our state were inundated, but we just, what happened?
It's amazing that the whole southern portion of that line just dissipated. And after all day, all the heavy rain coming across Louisiana, Mississippi, of course, most of it then stayed to the north of us and on up to northern Alabama. But fortunately, we got away without any real severe weather, but those gusty winds all day caused a real problem with a lot of tree limb damage around the area. And that was before we ever got any rain or any of the thunderstorm activity, just the strong winds out of the south ahead of the storm system. And all of that activity now is on over into Georgia and on the East Coast. The front that's gone through, the cold front, is now out over the Gulf, and it's going to stall there, a stationary front to the south of us. We're going to have dry weather today. We won't really have any cool temperatures until tonight. So today look for a high of about 82, but the humidity will be a lot lower with the wind out of the west. Then later on, the wind will be out of the north and will cool down, and tonight down to around 52, with some areas getting into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, a pretty good day, mostly sunny skies, but we could see a few showers develop in the afternoon, particularly the late afternoon. We're going to get into the lower 80s. And the reason for the rain coming in is a low-pressure system is going to form on that front out over the Gulf. It's going to then track to the east and to the northeast and go on up through Georgia, and then by tomorrow, or rather by Wednesday morning, it will actually be off the coast of South Carolina. So we're going to start out rather nice tomorrow, a lot of sunshine, and then in the afternoon, a few showers will develop, and then numerous showers tomorrow night. As that storm system moves over the northern Gulf and then on to into Georgia and the Carolinas. And then on, on Wednesday, well, mostly sunny skies, but still a few showers around, especially in the morning. And we'll be cooler, about 72 for the high on Wednesday. Thursday looks great, sunny and about 75. Friday, a few clouds come in, slight chance of a shower, upper 70s. And over the weekend, looks like the best day will be Saturday. Partly cloudy, a few scattered showers, high in the upper 70s, and a better chance for shower activity, maybe a few thunderstorms on Sunday as another cold front approaches, and we'll get up into about 82 degrees. So we are going to cool down a little bit, but getting into the 70s won't occur until Wednesday. And so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even into Saturday, we'll be in the 70s.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's talk about yesterday and the damage from the tornadoes. I know we're looking at, I think right now the number is 7 fatalities for Mississippi. I think 13, is it up?
I just went up to 11.
11, and as many as 13, I think, in the combined states. Yesterday's tornadoes, maybe as many as 39 reported. Talk to us about the intensity of those storms. Any of them stand out to you yesterday as being, I mean, I saw things that made me think that one was a monster, but I don't know yet. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm checking on it today, but from Laurel, Mississippi, and on for quite a few miles to the northwest and north of that town, we had a lot of tornado activity, and at one point we had two tornadoes almost on the same track.
Wow.
First one headed northeastward, and then the next one a little bit to the north of that with a similar track. You don't see that too often, but that produced quite a bit of damage, and there was also a lot of damage in Laurel. Now, as to how strong those storms are, there's a possibility that we may even see a Category 4 of at least one of those, but certainly there were Category 3 for that activity. But there were scattered tornadoes occurred across Mississippi and then into Alabama, and then overnight on into Georgia. So that system is now out of the picture, but we're going to see some rain come in because of that low forming along the front out over the Gulf. And that's going to bring showers into our area, whereas upstate in northern Alabama and up in northern Mississippi, they're going to not experience any of this rain that's going to come in for tomorrow night. It's basically down here along the coast and on over into southeast Alabama.
That's probably okay because they've got a lion's share of it yesterday with the rain.
Yeah, so they had enough, but they're going to be rather cool. In fact, there's a pretty strong cold wave coming down through the center of the country. It's not going to make it to the Gulf Coast, but a lot of records are falling now for low temperatures around the Great Lakes and will in the Midwest. And even some of the rather chilly temperatures will occur up in northern Alabama, northern Mississippi, but all of that's not going to make it down here. But we will cool down a little bit, and it will be noticeable tonight and then certainly for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Maybe one of the lighter moments of yesterday's deadly tornadoes was James Spann. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter. He's a great forecaster, weather guy at ABC 3340 up in Birmingham. And I guess the missus was following him, too, on Twitter. So I get this last night. Let's see. This was actually what time? This was 7:55.
Okay.
7:55. She said, Sean, are you aware that the greatest named gentleman's club is right here in this great state of Alabama? It's called the booby trap. Gentlemen, here's how I responded to my wife. No. Never. I said, never heard of the place. What in fact is a gentleman's club? And then I got many laughing emojis back. That was James Spann yesterday when he's talking about the track. And I like James Spann, like any good meteorologist that's been somewhere for a long time, not only knows the highways and the counties, but can also talk about landmarks, because a lot of us, and the way that one of those tornadoes was going through, James Spann said specifically it was going to be near Wesley's booby trap, which is there in the area. I guess it's right there, Walker, Jefferson County. And so he pointed out that Wesley's booby trap was in the track of where the tornado was.
That's why it's good to have a local meteorologist.
Yes.
And at your station.
Would point out that the severe weather was possibly impacting the gentleman's club. James Spann, always for the win. Good stuff. All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic next.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. My family trusts only your CBD store of West Mobile to buy our CBD products. I eat a broad-spectrum SunMed gummy every night that helps me sleep and feel more relaxed in stressful situations. My dad takes a CBD tincture to reduce post-surgery inflammation on his knee, and I give my dog PetSafe CBD that's done wonders for his bad hip. If you're interested in finding out how CBD can help you and samples, talk to store owner Joe Brown in person at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road.
Good morning, everyone, from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. No problems across the Bayway, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford. Also looking good if you're traveling from I-10, Dolphin Island Parkway, out towards Rangeline Road and Theodore Dawes Road. So far, Cottage Hill Road, Airport, University, and even along northbound 65 from St. Stephen's Road, Pritchard, all the way up towards Saraland. It's been pretty quiet. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bonita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, across the street from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. And now also offering curbside service, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Local gun enthusiasts, Mobile Shooting Center is part of your community and we're open for business. If you're looking for specialty guns you can't find in the big box stores, we're here to help. Mobile Shooting Center offers a wide selection of guns and ammo. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. Our new summer hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile at 9170 Airport Boulevard. And like us on Facebook.
644 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Thank you. All the folks on social media, emails, direct phone calls, people that have expressed their condolences on our loss around here and the loss of Rennie Brabner, who was a friend, a family member. When you have a staff of 11 folks here, it's a pretty tight family, and account executive with FM Talk 106.5 for a decade, who passed last week. We had a strange situation on, and this is kind of like the, we talk a lot about the numbers with the fight against coronavirus and COVID-19. Let's talk about the subjective for a second. And what is so heartbreaking as well is when you have somebody pass during coronavirus like this, you can't have a funeral. You can't, we all wanted to go and hug the neck of Rennie's wife, Mary Ann, and his children, and couldn't do it. Had a strange situation where you can't go be with the family, and the family can't be with the mom either, which is a tough situation. So what turned out to be a some method of expressing our condolences and love, it was a kind of an idea of a parade, a ride-by. The house where Mary Ann, Rennie's widow, sat on the porch, and we all rode by to offer our condolences and pass along our love to her on Saturday evening. WKRG had their cameras out there, and here's the report. We lost the, thought we had the audio. Okay, we're trying to get that when we come back here. Gabby Easterwood was out there from WKRG and reported on this. So it was, a very strange deal where you couldn't be there. You couldn't go up on the porch, couldn't be with Rennie's widow, but you had to ride by. And we'll get that audio here in just a second.
Yeah, obviously, my heart breaks for the family, breaks for Mary Ann and the children. But to have a parade, I mean, Rennie Brabner, who knew more about Mardi Gras parades than anyone I've ever known. Of course, he had the Moon Pie Minute right here on FM Talk 106.5. But to have a parade in front of his house was kind of, it was fitting. You know, and if you want to listen to some of Rennie's great work, we have put the Moon Pie Minute back up on the website. If you go to fmtalk1065.com, click the Moon Pie Minute tab, and you can hear some of Rennie's outstanding work from this Mardi Gras season. But beautiful, beautiful parade on Saturday night.
All right, we'll talk more about that in just a second. 647, we have news next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution? John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 3,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 93 deaths reported statewide. Mobile County reported more than 100 new cases over the weekend, with 454 people testing positive for the virus. 15 people have died throughout the county. There are 71 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County now reporting 19 cases, while Washington County has 12. At least 6 people died after powerful storms ripped across the South on Easter Sunday. 3 deaths were reported in Jefferson Davis County. A Lawrence County sheriff's deputy and his wife also died, and one person has died in Walthall County. Emergency management officials are expected to survey the damage in the coming days. A man is dead after a shooting in Pritchard over the weekend. Officers say 68-year-old Larry Cook was shot several times on Stovall Street Saturday night. Right now, there is little information on a suspect or motive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The startup Professional Football League XFL canceled the remainder of its inaugural season in March. Now it looks like Vince McMahon's league may not survive the coronavirus pandemic. On Friday, the league announced in an internal conference call that it is suspending operations and laying off its employees. The league owner, McMahon, said in a statement, quote, "Given the uncertainty of the current environment, the XFL has suspended operations and is evaluating next steps." According to ESPN, a source on the call said that while league COO Jeffrey Pollock stopped short of saying that the league was going out of business, it was strongly implied. The 8-team league had completed half of its 10-game regular season before ceasing play. XFL staffers believed that the league would resume play in 2021, and players had previously been told they would be paid through the end of the regular season, which was scheduled to end this weekend. In college basketball news, the Auburn Tigers picked up a big commitment over the weekend. Top 50 2020 recruit JT Thor announced yesterday that he had chosen Auburn over Oklahoma State. The 6'8" power forward joins a Tigers class that already includes 5-star point guard Sharif Cooper, ESPN 100 guard Justin Powell, and 3-star forward Chris Moore. According to ESPN, Auburn is still heavily involved for number one senior Jalen Green and top 10 senior Greg Brown, both of whom will announce their decisions in the next 2 weeks. LSU freshman Trendon Watford announced yesterday that he plans to enter the 2020 NBA draft. Watford was a consensus top 20 recruit and a McDonald's All-American at Mountain Brook High School in Alabama. In his first year with LSU, Watford averaged 13.5 points and 7 rebounds per game. The Tigers finished tied for second in the Southeastern Conference before, of course, the conference tournament and season was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. Duke center Vernon Carey Jr. also announced his plans to enter this year's NBA draft. The freshman led the Blue Devils in scoring, rebounding, and blocked shots this past season. He was named the National Freshman of the Year by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association and the National Association of Basketball Coaches. Carey's the third Duke underclassman to enter this year's draft, joining fellow freshman Cassius Stanley and sophomore Trey Jones. Former Chicago Cubs second baseman Glenn Beckert passed away over the weekend at the age of 79. Beckert spent 9 seasons with the Cubs from 1965 to 73 before finishing his career with 2 seasons in San Diego. In 1968, Beckert led all of baseball with 98 runs scored and also won a Gold Glove. He was selected as an All-Star 4 straight seasons beginning in 1969. And former PGA Tour golfer Doug Sanders passed away over the weekend at the age of 86. Sanders was born in Cedartown, Georgia in 1933, played college golf at Florida. He passed away yesterday morning in Houston. Sanders won 20 PGA Tour events between 1956 and 1972, but was never able to win a major. He finished as the runner-up in majors 4 times. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few showers developing in the afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Moe!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. 4 locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, everyone, for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We've had a good ride coming in from the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne and Spanish Fort clear. Mobile Police Department also not working any accidents. Good ride from Schillinger and Three Notch. I-10 all the way out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road. You're going to see state troopers working radar, so be careful. The USA Women's and Children's Hospital is in need of N95 masks and bleach. The hospital's asking you to check your home and donate them to their staff. For more information, contact the hospital at 415-1000. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Okay, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, glad to have you along. Phone number, text line 343-0106. And as I mentioned earlier, the story about the memorial from over the weekend.
For the Moon Pie Minute, back on Thursday, due to symptoms related to COVID-19. And with social distancing guidelines, the memorial service is very hard. But that is why his community rallied together tonight to honor him and his family in a special way. News 5's Gabby Easterwood is joining us from the Detente Square Historic District with this heartwarming story. Good evening, Gabby.
Good evening, Amber. And that's right. Considering the fact that they couldn't have a regular memorial service for the passing of Rennie Bradner, they decided to line the streets here for a unique way to honor his life.
We don't know how to respond because we can't do what we traditionally do. And so this is a way to kind of pay respect.
This Detente Square Historic District showed up to lay down a gift and offer words of encouragement from a distance for Bradner's wife, Marianne, in front of their home.
This is a great loss for us, and we'll support Marianne in any way we can.
Bradner was known for his Moon Pie Minute that aired on FM Talk 106.5 and has been in local media for decades. But when speaking with his neighbors and friends, his career isn't what set him apart.
He was a great neighbor, wonderful person, and we love him dearly, and quite frankly, we're very sad.
It was his love of Mardi Gras and his neighborhood. In fact, in the historic bylaws of the district, he is named as the mayor of the Detente Square Historic District forever.
He is that underlying spirit in this downtown neighborhood.
Rennie was such a wonderful cheerleader for this community, and he fought so hard for it, to protect it, to enhance it, to promote it. Life will be forever changed without him.
We spoke with Bradner's daughter over Facebook Messenger, and she said, quote, "My dad loved all things Mobile, and especially Mardi Gras, so this parade of sorts is just the thing he would have loved."
Whenever he showed up, it was a party, and he is the parade.
So very, very true, and we won't let it. Let it go there. When things get back to normal, we will continue to celebrate the life of our friend and our co-worker, Rennie Bradner, who passed away last week. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.